Praise the Lord.
We are here again, Father, we are here again, Holy Ghost, come and take control, here again, we are here again, we are here again, Father, we are here again, Holy Ghost, come and take control. Come and teach us, Lord. We need to hear your word. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control here again. We are here again. Oh Lord, we are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Holy Spirit, we are here again. You know that I have no word of my own. You know that we have come out to hear from you. We have come to sit at your feet and to learn of you. Come and teach us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we ask, O God, we submit ourselves before you and we open up our heart to receive your word this evening. Holy Spirit of the Most High God, my Father and my God, you know us more than we know ourselves. And so you know exactly what we need. Come and meet us at the point of that need in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, let a word drop, O God, that will have a meaning to our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. My Father, my God, I ask, O God, that you give us the teachable spirit this evening, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Everyone that you have destined to bless this evening, O God, whatsoever is the barrier, whatever is the hindrance, O Lord, let it be lifted right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Holy Spirit, I invite you to take over. Come and teach your children. They are waiting for you. That word that you have prepared for each one and every one of us will receive this night by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We cover ourselves with the precious blood of Jesus. I come against every spirit of destruction in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Last week when I was standing here, we were talking about deliverance. And I said I was going to continue from where I stopped. We were considering the book of Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17 last week. And it was a simple word of God that said, but upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. And then we discussed at length. And the summary of that was that her daddy made us to give us a simple summary of all the English we spoke that day. And I said, upon Mount Zion, which is the place of God, is the presence of the Most High God, that's where we receive our deliverance. And when we receive our deliverance, we are meant to, our life has to change. Our life has to begin to be in conformity with the word of God. We have to begin to live holy. We have to begin to live right, so that the deliverance we have received will be sustained. Because if we do not sustain the deliverance we have received, then we cannot possess our possession. Because if the devil keeps coming back, which keeps coming back, then you can never be free. This evening, I'm still building on that. The devil knows, our weak points. And so many times he does not tempt us with the things that are far away from us. Because he knows our weak points, he uses that thing that is our weak points, to ensnare us. He uses that one to put us in bondage. And is it possible to be free from it? Except the Lord decides to help us. So this evening, we'll be considering the spirit of anger. I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to us because I don't have a word of my own. We'll be looking at the spirit of anger. What is anger? The dictionary meaning of anger is that anger is a strong feeling of annoyance. It's a strong feeling of annoyance, of displeasure, or hostility, or rage, or vexation, exasperation, displeasure, like quick temper. Somebody who is anger is being quick temper. Is being cross. It's crossness, irritation, and from where I read, you know, for English language learners, anger is a strong feeling of being upset or annoyed because of something wrong or bad. The feeling that makes someone want to hurt another person, you know, or the feeling that, you know, makes you want to do what you would naturally don't want to do. You know, anger is like a madness, temporary madness, because at that time you don't remember anything. And I want all of us to relax, because there is no one that can, if you are in this church now, and you know that you are not a victim of this problem, let me see your hands up. Otherwise, all of us, we are guilty, because it is everybody, up to the baby that is just born and is learning how to sit. They get angry. And the devil knows that that is the simplest sin that every Christian commits. And if care is not taken, it's difficult to come out of it. So, I'm talking to myself. We are talking to ourselves. We are going to contribute and see how we can come out of it. Because we are in the last days. Everything that the Bible talks about is coming to pass. You know? And we are too complacent. You know? It's like we are living as if there are no rules anymore. We are just comfortable with what we are doing. So it's high time God sends the Holy Spirit to deliver us from this spirit of anger. Praise the Lord. I want us to open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 21. We'll read from verse 10 to 14. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" And the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, "It is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye made it a den of thieves." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and healed them. Praise the Lord. Why did I read that portion of the Bible? You know, you can say that anger is not necessarily evil. It's not completely evil in itself. After all, why I read that place is because we want to see and remind ourselves that even Jesus got angry at a time. He got angry because of what he saw that was not supposed to be. You know, the crazy people were trying to pollute the temple. And he got angry and pursued all of them. And then he now brought in the sick people and began to heal them. Praise the Lord. So one can be angry for a good cause. Praise the Lord. That is not the problem. You know, we naturally can get angry when our sense of justice is violated and it's for something good. When we see that, this is supposed, like if I come into this church and see that people have come in and they are doing some things, maybe they are playing or displaying some things they are not, the first thing that will come into my mind is anger. I'm like, what are you doing in the church? Please, leave this place. So I'm angry. It's still anger, but it's not a sin. Because I'm pursuing a good cause, it's for a good reason that I've been angry. But what is wrong with it is that if the anger you have is as a result or due to demonic corruption. That type of anger, it is excessive and it is uncontrollable. When anger becomes uncontrollable and it's excessive, when one becomes violent, then there's something wrong with it now. Because the devil knows that anger is the smallest sin that a Christian commits. You know, the world of marine and Luciferian spirits manipulate and control and destroy its victims through anger. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If our relationship with God is destroyed, of course, we are destroyed already. The devil knows that if he succeeds in cutting us off from God, he has gotten us. And when he tries to make you lie and you have gotten victory over that, of course, you can choose not to lie. After all, nobody's going to beat you. Even if they are going to beat you, so let me, I'm not lying. And the devil failed on that side. He has tried to make you commit adultery. You are more than that. He tries to make you 45 figures in your office. You are more than that. He tries several things. He's failing. He goes to anger just to be able to cut us off from God. And the moment we are detached, we are open to any form of attack. And that is what the devil wants. It shall not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. One of the symptoms of threats of families or persons that are bound by Lucifer and marine spirit is foolish pride. When you see somebody that is always very quick, has quick temper, and pride is added to it. Let me finish listening. Foolish pride, quick irritability, and overbloated sense of personal importance, you know, leading to pride and arrogance. Some people, they just like to pop up. See somebody that is too pop up. It's not, no. It's like he's stepping on the floor. It's like he should be flying. That floor that I'm stepping on, no other person should walk there. I'm the only cock that should crow, and it will show. When he gets to that level, then it's not a normal thing again. The person is possessed. The devil is trying to destroy the person. The devil is trying to cut the person off, you know, from God, so that he can actually destroy the person completely and make sure that he does not make heaven. Let's see what the Bible says about anger. Let's look at the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. James, chapter 1, 19 to 20 says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." Anybody that is angry, when you speak when you're angry, you cannot say God bless you when you're very angry. If you say God bless you, the tone will determine whether you really mean it or you're saying the reverse. Praise the Lord. So we ought to depend on God to help us. Anger is an emotion that mostly causes harm. It causes harm. There's nothing good about anger. It causes harm to yourself. Because anger, when you're always angry all the time, it will affect your person, to affect your health. BP can come in, stroke can come in, heart attack can come in. Praise the Lord. They say that anger is like the sickness of cancer. I don't know about that, but I often hear people say that. You know, you can harm others when you are angry. Your heart is over troubled when you are angry. You destroy your soul. You harm your soul as well. You know, if you want to describe anger, anger produces a sensation or feeling of intense rage that people describe by common phrase as seeing red. Say, I saw red today. And the person's eye was red, making my blood boil. You know, when something is described using that kind of phrase, you know that it's something terrible. So that guy makes my blood boil. When your blood is boiling, then, you know, like when you're looking at water that's boiling in the kettle, you know, that is not something to play with. Just like you will not be able to put your hand inside a pot of water that is boiling on the gas. That is how anger is. Anything you throw in there is going to be consumed. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We have all felt it, you know, at some point or another in our lives towards one person or another, or towards something. Many times anger manifests itself in regrettable, harsh words and actions towards ones we love, you know. But we can choose not to be angry, but it takes the grace of God. The opposite of anger is gentleness, you know. A gentle answer turns away wrath, you know. So the book of Proverbs 15:1 says, gentle anger, slow anger turns away wrath, you know. But are we going to be able, are we so matured in the Lord? Will we allow the Holy Spirit to take us to the level of always being able to give a gentle answer that will take away wrath? That is our prayer today. Let's look at the book of Psalm 37. I'll be reading 8-9. It talks about refraining from anger. 37:8 says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Anyone that, you know, anger, when we display so much anger, is as a result of two things. One, so that thing happens and you're vibrating like that because you feel insulted. Oh, who is he that is to talk to me like that? Why are you talking to me like that? You know, something like that, you begin to shake. I am a victim of anger. But I thank God for what God is doing. In fact, these days, when something happens and I don't react, I'm like, hey, something is wrong with this girl, this woman. Because me, if I'm angry and I hit you, you will never forget me. What I did one day like this, it taught me a lesson I will never forget. Nina Richie, my first daughter, was 1 year old. She did something. I was terribly angry. And you know when I just picked my daughter with one and I threw her into the garden. When she came out with a big cut. Since that day, I told myself, you can't be mad. You're a mother. And then so many things. If I'm angry, I'm very angry. When I used to be angry, not now, because God has delivered me, I can say that. My body will shake like this. My body, as I'm talking, my body, and anything I touch that time, I'm breaking it. Do you know that anger is inherited? It's demonic, satanic. My father used to tell us I never saw my parents. I never saw, for one day, throughout my stay until I got married, I never saw them exchange words. Never. Not for once until I left the house. That didn't mean they didn't used to quarrel. They do. They used to quarrel. I remember my father would come in and say, my father was somebody that if he's coming to my room, we'll first knock. I used to say, why are you knocking? The house is your own. You gave me the room. You'll be knocking. When I say, come, you say, oh, I'm sorry. The first thing he would tell me is, I'm sorry. Such a humble man. I wish I was like that. He will say, I'm sorry. Then we'll come in. I just want to tell you, you know, what your mommy did, but I don't want you to say anything. I want you to use that to learn so that when you marry, you know, the things that you shouldn't do. That's what he used to tell me all the time. And that's the only way I will know they have had misunderstanding. But it won't show on their face. They'll still go about their business. Nobody will know except me. You know, he told me, said that why he's like that, that his father, that the whole village knew his father. His father was somebody that used to be feared. First of all, when they gave birth to him, a baby of few days, the mother did something wrong, and he sent the woman packing, and then left the baby on the bed. My father lay on that bed for 3 days, no breasts, but God kept him alive. That's why he had, if you look at his eyes, some place here was like depressed because of lying on one side. He could not, baby's not, they had not started moving. So when the mother told him about that, he kept it. And then he notices that the father, people used to be so scared of him. Don't go there. He said, the father, if he's going on the road, see somebody, whether you're somebody's wife or you're not, you know, it's not his business. He'll just carry you, put you here, he's going home. And nobody is going to say, did you see or didn't see? You know, it was that kind of terrible. So my father said, with all of that, he told himself that he's going to be the opposite of the father. And that was what he was. Praise the Lord. I guess because my father was able to break that yoke in his life, that's why, even though it shows up in every one of us, but because we are all Christians, we fight it with the word of God and the grace of God. God is helping everyone to subdue it. But nevertheless, once in a while, it shoots up. That's That's why today we are going to discuss how is it possible for us is it possible for anger to go completely from the heart of a man that is still alive? That's what I want us to talk about. So, as I was saying, anger can be inherited. Didn't I inherit my own? Why didn't I inherit the good one, the humility, the smartness, and everything? But it was anger. The devil used to pepper me. Praise the Lord. So, but thank God for deliverance. Do we know that once we notice that the anger in us gets out of hand, we should do something about it? There's no shame in that, because everybody is guilty. I'm saying it. Let's look at what the book of Proverbs chapter 22 verse 24 says. Proverbs 22:24, and then after that, I'll read Psalm 37, 8 to 9. He said, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. You know, the devil is so wicked. When they begin to stigmatize you now and say, oh, this man is always angry, please stay away, I don't want to, the people that should be a blessing to you will be cut off from you as well. And that is what the devil wants. Because the Bible has said, make no friendship with an angry man. If everybody knows that when they come to you, your own is trouble, they won't like to do anything with you. Even people that are genuinely supposed to maybe do business or something that will bring a good life, bring good results, they'll be running away from you. Nobody wants to relate with you, because the Bible has said so. And the devil knows that, so he makes sure that you are not delivered. It's one of the disadvantages of being angry. Proverbs chapter 29, no, sorry, Psalm 37, 8 to 9, please. Psalm 37, 8 to 9. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Do we want to inherit the earth? Evildoers shall be cut off. So an angry man is an evildoer. So there's nothing good about anger. It's not something to be proud about, because the result of anger is damage. The result of anger is pain. The result of anger is trouble. When the chips are down and your emotions are cooled down, you regret whatever you have said. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. We can be angry, but then we won't sin. Because the Bible says, be angry, but sin not. A fool's anger is known at once, but a prudent man conceals dishonor. That's what Proverbs 12:16 says. A fool's anger. So somebody that, angry people are foolish. Praise the Lord. They are mad and they are foolish. So a wise person should not be angry. A wise person should not display anger. If I say I'm wise, I should not display anger. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of evil desire is hated. That's what Proverbs 14:17 says. Any angry person will not act with his correct senses at that point. We do something that is contrary to what he is known for. He could be a very peaceful person. Anger does not announce itself unless there's something has triggered it. Don't forget that something must happen for that anger to be triggered. It's not that you're just going and you're going your way. Temptation, the devil will make sure that temptation comes so that to make you angry. I remember years back, I used to have one maid in the house. Right from the beginning, I knew that she was demonic, but the circumstances surrounding how I got her, I just wanted to, let me try my bid and see. You know, I knew she was a witch. But I knew that greater is me that is in her. One day I called her. I said, come, you. When you wake up in the morning, your eyes are red. What do you do? She did not want to talk. I said, okay. That meeting you used to go, what did they tell you? I didn't ask, are you a witch? I just said, I used to not bump into her like that. I said, she said, mommy, they just said that I should keep on making you to be angry. I cannot do anything to you because you're a woman of God. I said, no wonder you do all you do. Do you know that if I go out, by the time I come in, you can notice that she has gone up to the cupboard. I just brought everything down. She said, why did you bring this to her? Nothing. Everything that girl will tell you is nothing. Why did you do this? She will say, nothing. And of course, sometimes I will walk away. Sometimes I will go mad and hit her. And that's what the devil wants. So after she told me that, they say she should keep doing something that will make me angry, that's the only way to get me. I said, okay, that's right. So when she does it, I will now hold myself and leave the scene until I was able to take her out. So the devil knows our weak points. I'm using myself now. So it's not like it's go come. That's why I said everybody is guilty of it. It's only God that can deliver us. How do we control anger? How do we keep from acting upon the strange feelings of rage? Some of us, anger has caused us to be mistreated or has caused us to mistreat or even threaten others in non-loving ways. Could be our loved ones. Because of anger, the thing we said to them, they will look back and say, was she the one speaking? Some people can take a lot before having an outburst. Some people, they just, no matter what you do, they'll be enduring, breathing in. You say, oh, this one is a saint. But the day it reaches like, oh my God, when it begins to pour, you will know that all that glitters is not gold. Do you know that it's even better for one to ask spontaneously, and then because people like that, it does not last. It won't stay in them. It does not last. You know, I used to be one of them, but no matter how angry I am, it does not last. It doesn't last. Once I have spoken my mind, no. After that, but I'm going to say, oh God, why I did it again? Oh, why did I get angry like that? Oh, I can even come back to say, I'm very sorry, please. I'm sorry, I was angry. But it won't last till the next day. But for that person that is keeping it, building up, the day she explodes, no one can control the person. And that's the kind of person that the devil just wants to deal with and make sure that they miss heaven. But that shall not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will deliver us from the spirits of anger in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. How do we control anger? We should allow Christ to deal with it. Because, no, we can't do it by our power. We should just allow Christ to deal with it. In what way? By studying the scriptures that talk about anger itself. Because as I was reading this, I was like, wow. Each time you read about the scriptures, you say, when you want to be angry, you would remember something and say, no, let me hold myself a little bit, and things like that. We must ask God to help us in areas of our weaknesses that we cannot change by ourselves. It's only God. Anger is something we cannot decide on our own to change, except God decides to help us. We should pray to God for healing of the heart, because he comes from the heart. If God heals our heart and change our heart and fills it up with grace and the grace also to be able to forgive, is the best place to start overcoming anger. Your heart. Committing your heart into the hands of God. That, Father, that thing that triggers in my heart that makes me to get so angry and do what I wouldn't want to do, Father, remove it and heal my heart. Fill my heart with grace. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are talking about controlling our anger. Controlling our anger may be difficult. May just be a difficult thing without the Holy Spirit. But you know that the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. All things become new. Why are we still displaying anger? This is another question I want us to answer today. Many years I got up in the church, I asked my pastor, I said, why is it that one is born again, spirit filled, but the person still displays anger? And he answered me. The answer he gave to me was that God knows, that there must be something that makes you remember that you are a man. You are a human being. You are not God. You are not spirit. Praise the Lord. So, when that one keeps putting you in a check, like I said, the devil looks for that one that is your weak points and holds on to it to afflict you. But you know, over time, I really was not satisfied with that anger. Because if the Bible says all things should pass away, all things should become new, it should include anger. But why does it still lingering? Why does it linger? I know we have Bible scholars in the house today, so today I'm going to get solution to that anger, to that question, praise the Lord. I know that our daddies and our mommies will give answer to that. When you are angry, you want to tell somebody what you really feel the person is. Because you want the person to feel the pain, to know that he has made you angry. And when you do that, it makes you feel empowered over the situation. In the midst of that anger, you don't remember anything. Until when that rage subsides, you now realize how much harm you have done. We have been warned in the book of Proverbs to stay away from those who are angry, like we read. So we have to watch it. When you hear about shooting here, shooting there, what is responsible? Apart from the fact that there are some eccentric people, most of the time it's anger. Why did they do? And something says, they are killed. Shoot. And that's how the result comes out. And it's not good. It's trouble. It's pain. Anger can destroy relationships. Can put a scar on a good relationship. What are the solutions? We can never talk. We cannot say anything without mentioning deliverance, being delivered. Because at one point or the other, we need deliverance. And I said the other day that deliverance is a progressive thing. It's not something you do today. Okay, tomorrow I'm not doing again. I did yesterday. When the Lord says we should pray without ceasing, prayer of deliverance is part of it. That's why each time we go and say, please, Lord, in any way I've sinned against you, forgive. Praise the Lord. We need to go through deliverance once we notice that we have that challenge of anger. And we have the kind of anger that you are sure that this one is demonic. This one is satanic bondage. We need to seek deliverance. We need to meditate on the word. Let's read Ephesians chapter 4, 26 to 27. It's the most powerful scriptures on anger in New Testament. Ephesians chapter 4, 26 and 27. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. You know, I started by saying that anger is not completely a sin. Because you could be angry for a good cause. But then, look at the allowance here. You can be angry and sin not. You can be angry and you do not reach tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I said we can be angry without sinning. It's possible for a child of God to be angry without committing sin. It is when you are allowed, when you overreact over something that becomes a sin. Even if it's a good cause, you should watch it. Because if you're angry because of a good cause and you're doing what you're not supposed to, or saying what you're not supposed to say, it becomes a sin. So we should watch it. Meditate and respect the fear of the Lord. Have the fear of the Lord. Wrathful anger dethrones God from your heart. These are the things that we should remember when we are getting excessively angry. That it dethrones God from our hearts. And once God is not in your heart, of course, that spirit of anger that is sent by the devil, the demon, your heart will be controlled by that demon. We must grow in holiness and have reverence for God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore this promise, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, reflecting holiness in the fear of God. Let us cleanse ourselves from all unholiness, unrighteousness, evil deeds, and try to live holy. If it wasn't possible for us to live holy, I don't think God would have asked us to. He said, be holy, for I am holy. That means once we are made up our mind to live according to the word of God, the grace is sufficient. If you deliver an angry man today, you are likely to deliver him again tomorrow. Proverbs 19:19 says, a man of great wrath shall suffer punishment. For if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. The other version said, repeated efforts of kindness are lost on ill-natured person. That shall not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. And so we still go back to what Daddy said. For us not to give room for the devil to come back and afflict us, after we have been delivered, we must live holy. Because if he comes back, we are polluted again. He's coming in a greater force. And the result of that person, of course, is not going to be easy. It will be worse than what it was before. That's what the Bible says. Praise the Lord. I want to stop there. Go ahead. Let's answer the question, please. I know you're about to answer the question. I said, is it possible for a Christian to be completely delivered from the spirit of anger? Completely. Is it possible?
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I would say yes. It's something that you need to do every day. That you need to draw closer to God. You need to pray. You need to ask God for the grace. Because things are going to come to you every day that will try to get you to be angry. You know, they talk about there's no such thing as once saved, forever saved. Even when after you give your life to Christ, you still have to work on that salvation day after day after day. You have to continue to do the things of God, do things that pleases God. And, you know, just those things that will draw you closer to God. It's not that you say you give your life to Christ and then that's it. You can do whatever you like. So it's a gradual process that you have to take every day. So I wanted to mention an example of someone who was angry. And, you know, one of the many examples of someone who was angry in the Bible. I want us to look at Jonah chapter 4, verses 1-2. If you look at that, this is someone that God spoke to him that he used to go to priests in Nineveh, and he refused, and he went another way. Then he ended up in the belly of a fish, praying for three nights, and then after that, came out of the fish, and then even after God had told him to now go preach again to Nineveh, he was still angry. I want us to look at it. John 4 verse 1 says, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God, and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Nineveh was doing a lot of evil things, and God told him to go preach to them. And he was saying that, look at these people, why are you giving these people a second chance after all manners of evil that they're doing? And forgetting that God's ways are not our own ways. And we can look at that today. How many of us today, when we see what's going on in the news or in the world today, that someone does something evil, and then, you know, saying that this person, that if I was God, this person would be finished. But that's what we have to understand. We're not God. And, you know, God said he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy, he will have compassion on whom he will have compassion. So reading further, it says, therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. He was so angry to the point that he didn't even want to preach. He said, just kill me, because I don't even want to do this thing. And he said in verse 4, then said the Lord, doest thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth, and sat under it in the shadow, till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a gourd, and made it to come up over Jonah, that he might be a shadow over his head, to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted, and wished in himself to die, and said, it is better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And look what he said. And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. This is someone that really lacks what you call forgiving spirit. And those are some traits that come with people that are angry. I can give an example. You know, you notice anytime when we have a special program, they constantly tell us to be very careful not to get angry, because that's how you can quickly lose your blessing. There was one particular program a couple of years back, I can't remember. I was leaving from home, and I had a little bit of arguments with my mom. And as we were coming to church, I was very upset. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, when you're born again, when you're drawing close to God, one of the things I love about God is when you do something wrong, he corrects you immediately. So I was coming into church so angry. And as soon as I stepped into church, Pastor Toby went onto the altar. I didn't tell him anything. He didn't know anything. This is how you know the Holy Spirit is one. The first thing he said, before we even start this program, I want us, you know, the Holy Spirit is leading me to read this. The first scripture he read was Jonah 4, verse 4. Then said the Lord, doest thou well to be angry? And I just looked at it and I said, wow. That's just how God works. When you're doing something wrong, especially when this blessing, mighty blessing that's about to come upon your life, he's going to correct you immediately. That's one of the things I love about God. We need to be very careful with the issue of anger, because anger can cause so many issues in our lives. If we look at it, so many people will ask God for power to do this. Grant me more anointing. But at the same time, they're not dealing with the issue of anger. Now, if they have that power, anyone that even offends them is finished. Look at Elijah. No, but it's true. Look at Elijah. Smallly, just because they were making fun of him. All they did was, they didn't even touch him. They didn't do anything. All they did was call him bald. Before you know it, bears just killed all of them. Thing like this. That's why some of these men and women of God, they need to pray for the spirit of humility before asking for power and anointing. Yes. Because if you have power and you are angry, even someone that, I mean, God forbid somebody accidentally trips you now, that's the end of that person.
Exactly.
So we really need to take the issue of anger very seriously. It's something that can easily destroy the ministry of anyone. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise Daddy. I think God really wants us to deal with anger, because anger concerns everyone. I can tell you that I prepared three topics. I was just telling God, why are you telling me to speak on this anger? I don't want trouble, but I just found myself still talking about it. God wants us to really check it, because it concerns everyone here.
I see I'm laughing when you say that. You see I'm laughing when you say that. You see I'm laughing when you say that.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, you have already mentioned it. Be angry.
Say not.
What? The problem there is uncontrolled anger.
Mm-hmm.
When you cannot control, I quarrel with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you, we just started. We are coming for the second time. And you see him the following Sunday, even after about a week, me and you, we just started.
Yeah. You know, that's how it should be.
That is the demon you are talking about.
Yeah.
That is the demonic. And he mentioned one thing, unforgiving spirit. If you combine that with anger, God help you.
Plus pride.
I'm telling you, we have trait of anger. That's why the Bible tells us that be angry but not sin. You rightly mentioned it. When at the cause that our Lord Jesus Christ got angry about was because they made the house of God a den of thieves. And in one of the Bible, I think in Luke, I don't know, he had to get weak and whip them out. But after that, immediately he started doing his good thing. The idea that, okay, me and my brother, we disagree on issue and we need to sort it out immediately there. It shouldn't go, that's why the Bible said, don't sleep with it. Because once you sleep with it, it continues. Mommy, even the one that comes out is better. There are some anger that implode. Do you know there's an implosion? You will just see suddenly that person will get stressed out. And before you know, the following morning they are carrying the person. That will not be our portion to the hospital. They will say his blood pressure is almost this thing. He want to break, the heart want to break. It's because he had loaded, that person had loaded, you know, the heart. Now that's the issue. You can be angry, but it must be controlled. It must be under perfect control. And you cannot do it alone. It's through the grace of God and what we have been talking about. You have to let Holy Spirit deal with it. You know that sometimes in the house, my wife can say something that sometimes you look at it like this, I'll just laugh, I'll just walk away. My son will look at it and say, you are laughing. I said, you will get there, you have to laugh. When you see, I'm telling you, you have to laugh. That's it. You have to laugh because you see, let me tell you, Satan can use anybody.
That's it.
And if care is not taken, before you know, that person is destroyed. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. I did mention that it is when you cannot control that anger, excessive anger that makes you do terrible things. That is when it is demonic. You know that it's out of the normal now. Now you are now being controlled by Satan and you are behaving like him. It's not our portion in Jesus' name. Mommy, 5 minutes more. Mommy, prayer, yeah?
Pray
Hallelujah.
What's your question, Mommy? Can you ask?
Jesus.
It is impossible.
When you took the mic, where were you thinking?
I was for a child of God to live without being angry.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Let me help you. Daddy said, let me help you. Let me help you, my dear. That is the question. But let me build on what Daddy has said. Daddy said, if you are angry and you don't sin, there's no problem. But there's a problem when you're angry and you commit sin. So take it from there.
So, praise the Lord. For me, I don't think it is possible for you as a Christian not to get angry. Because you can see the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because I don't, even in this world, there's no way. Even if you don't want to get angry, you will see some people that will make you angry. So it's not possible. But immediately you get angry, if you have the Spirit of God in you, after that, maybe you will fight, you will quarrel, you will exchange words with somebody. After that, you will not have rest of mind. But because that Spirit will say, you just say, you are a minister, or you are so. That Spirit will keep on until you go back to the person, or maybe, if the person is from people of the world, you may be greeting the person after that, and you keep on, but you do your own part. by greeting the person or trying to talk to him. Maybe he will be strumming up you up, but you have done your own part, and God is going to take care of the rest. So it's not possible.
Praise the Lord.
It is not possible.
Praise the Lord.
Just like Daddy said that, what is bad there is when you get angry and you still keep it on. Get angry and talk about the thing and forget it and move on.
But that shouldn't be a license for you to, because you said get angry, but sin not. It shouldn't be a license, because
it's not a license, but there's no way you can do it. Listen to what I say. There are some people around you that will even make you angry.
Let me say what I'm going to say. I need you to understand and to remember that whatever is making that person come to look for your trouble and make you angry, the spirit behind it is demonic. The devil knows that there's no way I will come and begin to curse your mom. You won't get angry with me. So they will come and make you get angry. Especially if there's a blessing. For example, you know, we're going to Boston. I know what I went through to make my children enter that house. Because, like my son, he had a game he wanted to play. And I just told her, you're not going to school. Go and tell them, you're not going to school. So she went and obtained permission and entered the bus. We fully prepared, I think, to receive from God. And I'm sure that you remember what happened. In fact, I still cannot find adjective to qualify the thing, that spirit that God is inside me, that I was so calm. And the only thing I said to the boy, I said, come. He came. And he started crying. I said, wipe your tears. Open your eyes. The devil wants you to miss your blessing right from here. So drop the anger and go back to your seats. Don't talk again. And he did that. If it was me of those days, you would have told me why you would do that in my presence. You understand? And glory be to God, we are growing older in this business. So you have to know that it is not ordinary. The devil is looking for you, not the person that is coming to you.
Definitely.
So it's not all the time that you get angry.
It's not all the time you get angry, but mommy, you don't understand.
I understand, because I just told you my experience.
There are some people that will make you angry. Even you, they will push you to the wall.
If you cannot enjoy it, then you are still a baby Christian. You do not get angry at everything that happens.
Amen.
There is an adage in our language. When you are used to the war, you are bound to look back.
Maybe you've been enjoying it for a long time. Until you get to a state where they push you to the wall, and you will back.
No time again.
Okay, there's no time, but there's no way that you will not see that will make you angry. You see people that will provoke you, you see people that do things that will make you angry. The point we try to take home today is that God should give us the grace to be able to control.
Exactly.
Because we must see things that will make us angry. Some of the things that make us angry, that when you find that you see that injustice be done to you. You are doing the right thing. Somebody just pressure on you that you are not doing the right thing. That the tendency to speak out, to say the thing like this, this is not how it's supposed to be done. Why are you picking on me? Things like that will make you go angry. So I just pray that God will give us the grace to be able to control ourselves. Things that bring us sure they come. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Give it to Daddy prayer.
No, sir, I want you. Give me.
Give it to her. She said she will get angry.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank God that the topic is making most of the laughing and being fun. We thank God for the Holy Spirit that He do remind us when we are very angry. You know, He's the only one who can calm us down. Say, calm down. You are going out of proportion because, in real sense, everybody has it. There's every one of your surroundings that will make you to be angry. Start with your husband and your children. That is the first thing that you, those are the things that you see every day that will make you, before you even go to work and all those things are there to make you angry. How we control it is only through the Holy Spirit. My husband can be so angry for 4 days, he says it's not it, because he's angry. Can be so angry. And angry is an unforgiving spirit. It's demonic. You know, it's demonic. But we as a child of God, as the Bible said, we will not leave our anger to sun to go down before we reconcile with anybody that we are angry about. As you said, mommy, as the Bible said, there's a good anger. There is a bad one. Good one, you can be angry when the things of God are not going fine. Or, but not only the things of God, when somebody is not doing the right thing, you correct him. Maybe you try to explain to him why you are being correct. You know, some people can be provoked by correcting them. They go angry. And you cannot go angry with them. You also call them by, sorry, but this is what I mean to explain to them. That is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit we are talking about. And without no Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, we can't deal with the spirit of anger. It's always there. It's only the Spirit of God that will help us.
Praise the Lord. Just going to read just two, a couple of verses of scripture.
Please remember that
Romans 12,
Pastor,
verse 18.
Sir, please, when you're doing, remember that the prayers, my dad is waiting, my brother is waiting.
Romans 12, 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men.
If it be possible.
And if you want to read further, it says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Verse 21 of the same scripture says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes
Amen.
Chapter 7, verse 9. Ecclesiastes 7.
Let the prayer 2 minutes more.
Ecclesiastes. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. That's the scripture. Do not be hasty. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Brethren, it is difficult to live without getting angry, but it is possible with the help of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we keep on justifying our anger, then we will not seek the ways not to be angry.
Yeah.
The best way is to see what the scripture says.
Yes.
Anybody who is given to anger
is a fool.
And God says vengeance is his own. So we need on a daily basis to be asking for the help of the Holy Spirit, not to be angry. It is difficult, I agree, but it is possible. If Moses, the meekest of all the men on the surface of the earth at that time, could get angry, then it is very difficult. May God help us in the name of Jesus.
Please give it to that. Give it to that. Mommy, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, please. Look at, we have to, the time has really gone. Rabita, no, nothing for you. After that, give it to Daddy. That will win. Have you seen the time?
No, I saw praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You see, when I was growing up, my mother, when you talk about having the spirit of anger, I mean, it was so extreme. Any small thing used to tick her off. And when I was growing up, vowed never to be like my mother. Then my father, on the other hand, was very patient and he would hold everything in. Well, guess who died and who is still living till today? 44 years after the fact. My mother is still living. My father died 44 years ago. Because he kept everything in. And I was thinking about myself too. Because of my mother, no matter what you do to me, I try to rationalize it. I was okay. This thing that happened. Was messing right, was what I'm trying to think about it. Then I'll go. If this is finished, though, I'll be there in my head playing this thing over and over again. I'll go to bed like a tape is playing. And you know what they say about, then I say, oh, I should have said something, I should have been angry. You know what they say about anger turned inwards? What is it, Uncle Mike? It's depression. Many times, you'll find me crying and I'm depressed because. I don't know how to, because of my mother, I try not to talk to people. I try not to
get angry.
But it is dangerous too. Because I even till today, then, oh, and sometimes when I'm holding things back because I cannot talk, it turns to dizziness. I become dizzy. When I'm dizzy, it's not because there's anything wrong with physically, it's all mentally. So, what do you do? I know we have to find a the middle ground.
The balance.
You know? So what does one do? Many times, my talking about a spirit of anger, I never knew I even had anything. Like someone I married Daddy, he used to do things to annoy me those days. He said he did it purposely, just to train me. Talking of training. But you know, don't talk about that. You know that even till today, Daddy is very kind-hearted. He means well. But he can stand. If I do something, things are wrong, he'll stand with me. Can talk for 30 minutes and be telling me and repeating the same thing. And I'll say to myself, which day will I have the courage to tell him to just shut up? Which day will I have the courage? I don't have the courage till today to say that. Praise the Lord. But guess who is suffering? Even this thing I was telling God, I said, God, I don't want to die like my father died. Why can't I just express myself? You know, my children are in their 40s. You know, it was this year, for the first time in their lives, I expressed anger. Not anger, I told them how it was. And the person said, wow, Mom, you actually have the guts. And I was saying, I said something similar. So I said, oh, all these years, they think that I am a fool. Praise the Lord. My son, many years ago, when he trained, going to Manhattan, a beggar came, and nobody answered him. Then, a beggar came in front of me. So I put my hand, and the beggar did. My son said, you can take it as well. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Please, our time is up. It's 5 minutes to 5 minutes to nine.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
The bottom line, from what our brother has said, when Paul was narrating the fruit of the Spirit in Galatia, guess what he ended with? Do we know what he ended with? Something. That was what he ended with. Yes, that was what he ended with. And we discover that the passage we read in Ephesians was talking about the fact that we should be angry with sin.
10 minutes.
If we have the Spirit of God in us, it says, those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. When our emotions overtake the work of the Spirit, then we're not being led though.
Yes.
We're not being led. Because our emotions are overtaking the control of the Spirit of God. For us to give the Holy Ghost its place, when those emotions come, the Spirit of God will know how you can modulate them and be able to say, okay, this is my approach, this is how I'm going to do it. I will not allow that emotional outburst. You see, many times anger, if you define what makes you get angry, somebody may not be doing what you want. Somebody may say what you don't want to hear. And it's because of your own perspective, the way you're looking at it. But you see, when the Spirit of God gives you the right perspective, though he did that same thing which he used to do, that ticks that button. But this time around, that button will not move. So that's just the bottom line. And at the end of the day, when we allow the Spirit of God to do what he wants to do, you may have that emotion to get angry, but then you will be able to be with us. It's our help.
I want to use myself as a, I know there is no time, but I want to use myself as an example. If you continue to be angry, you have to check yourself. Because every minute, every second, mean that you are far away from the Holy Spirit. You have to be conscious. Because if you keep doing something every minute, the Holy Spirit is still in your daughter. You don't need to say something. It's not everything you need to be get angry. So I think we should be conscious every minute. Praise the Lord. And prayer. Prayer will back it up, because without our strength will fail us, but the Holy Spirit is there to help us. But you have to take him. If you don't tell him your weakness, he's there to help us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But explain me the apple. Because the word of God says the angry God.
Sin.
What is this saying? What is this saying? It's saying that it is possible for you. That's just clear. But don't sin, which means, as we have said, and I said, as clearly as Mike has said, let somebody has to come in to make sure that anger does not lead to sin. Now, the first thing we need to do, I gave one example here, that when God wants to actually be able to help you to overcome anger, he will bring all the people who will make angry. Everybody you come across will make you angry. But do we realize that our God is in the process of trying to grow us so that we can be better? A lot of times we resist it. Rather than knowing that, okay, this is an opportunity. Now, I know, and that means to call that acceptance. If you know that you have it, just accept it. Don't play it down. Don't underrate it. The moment you do that, you can deal with it. In fact, it will just be a part of your life. Now, so when the Holy Spirit comes, forgiveness. You see, this forgiveness thing that they have in everything also. And it was issues like this. And somebody was saying, is it possible to forgive and forget? And I said, of course, yes. It is. It is because of personal interest. That's why we don't forget. Oh, I'm forgiving this person. I'm not going to forgive this person. And you don't know whether that is the same person. bring spectacular change, or something more very spectacular that you want to have. Forgiveness is very important. How often? And that's why Jesus knew that we will be angry. And he said, as often as your neighbor offends you, just forget, just forgive. Actually, if you begin to forgive, there's a tendency for you not to be. Even if you are angry, you will short live, as you said. One other thing that is very dangerous, and it has always been a fearful thing to me, is the life of Moses. What anger can do in a man's life? If Moses did not get a second chance, okay, Saul, how many times? Yes, Samuel visited him almost 2-3 times before he went to say, I don't need him again. What of David? Moses, with Aaron just standing by, he was not the only, he was just standing by. After all, he's not the one that God spoke to. They didn't get a second chance. And the Bible is trying to let us know that even at a level of anger, though, there are some places that you should not even begin to think that you want to be angry. If it comes to the issue of God, instruction of God, if it comes to the direction of the Holy Spirit, okay, and we think that because people are around us, that we may want to do otherwise, we will not have a second chance. That will not be
acceptable.
Our children. I have seen that in Lagos, we are from Holy Ghost service, you have to go to the car park. People will be causing the children to be brought to the presence of God because of anger. Because the child is not walking fast. Because the child is doing something. He wants to rush to get to the car so that he can hit the road. The child is not moving fast and they will lay the causes. Those are the kind of things that you should watch out for. And in any case, as often as you overcome anger, you begin to feel it's destroying you. There are some of us, some things cannot make us angry again in life. The reason being that we have overcome that level. We have passed that level. So, the Lord will help us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. One thing I don't want us to forget is the fact that with love, we truly love one another. You know, we'll be able to forgive. For example, for a husband and wife, I can't count how many times we quarrel in a day. But that will not make you to say, I'm not marrying again. Because there is love. When there's love, it's easy to forgive. But if you cannot love somebody, you cannot forgive the person. Another thing is that we should do away with pride. Because what triggers anger in our heart is pride. When we feel that we are being insulted, we get angry. Another thing is that even though you're angry, remember that something is at stake. If you don't call it off and make peace and return to normal life. I mean, I love my husband. Why will I let it hang until then it gets to a point that we cannot face each other again? It's not wisdom. Praise the Lord. Because, you know, and again, I want us to know that anytime there's that kind of temptation and it's like it's so grievous, it's overwhelming, and you're like, where is it coming from? Know that it is the devil. And it's possible there's a blessing from you coming for you, and he wants you to miss it. The moment you give him, something has gone wrong. May the Lord give us a heart of love, a heart of forgiveness. May the Lord take away pride from us. Please. God will help us, because this one has to do with everybody, including me. Nobody's exempted. Even that little girl sitting down there, she gets angry. And the devil knows that.
the Lord will not allow him to continue to afflict us with the spirit of anger in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so, Father, we thank you. Your children have spoken into your ears this evening, oh God. You have heard us. We have heard how empty, how we don't even understand. Some of us, we just think it's impossible. And yet you have said that your grace is sufficient for us. Father, Lord, I ask, oh God, that you give us the grace to do away with anger. Separate us from anger in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us a heart of love. Give us a contrite and a broken heart, oh God. Help us to be able to be willing to forgive at any point in time and not allow our anger to remain until the next day in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing our prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Clap for Jesus now.